A federal judge in Washington has refused to stop a one fish limit for halibut charter clients in Southeast Alaska from going into effect. Judge Rosemary Collier denied an injunction today sought by charter companies to put off tomorrow's rule change. APRN's Libby Casey reports from Washington.
Charter clients now face a one halibut a day rule rather than the two that's been the recent standard. Judge Collier ruled the Commerce Department did go through the proper process of considering the effects, including the likelihood that charter operators will lose business. Collier says Commerce Secretary Gary Locke weighed the benefits and harms before making his decision. Last year, the same judge did issue an injunction that stopped a similar rule from going into effect, in part because the Commerce Department had not weighed the potential harm it could do. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration then withdrew the regulation and reissued it again this year after going through that process. NOAA Acting Deputy Alaska Regional Administrator John Kurland says they're trying to get the halibut take within the guideline harvest level.
The one fish bag limit isn't meant to be a panacea. We recognize that it is creating some hardships for folks, but it's intended to keep us at that level while we develop that longer-term solution.
The Halibut Coalition, an organization of commercial halibut fishermen and processors, supported the decision. Their attorney is George Menina.
The court concluded that this was a legitimate fishery management objective, and the secretary had adequately and fully explained the basis for approving this allocation.
Federal officials say halibut stocks are down, and they've cut commercial fishermen's share of the catch. At the same time, charter operators have exceeded their limits, and Menina says it's the commercial fishermen who've been around longer.
In several court decisions, including several cited by the plaintiffs, if a new user group is disrupting traditional user groups' access to the resource, then regulating the new user group, even to the point of closing them out of the fishery, is permissible.
But attorneys for the charter operators argued that the Commerce Secretary has not justified why the charter companies should be pinched. Charter Halibut Task Force lawyer Earl Comstock says his clients are not to blame when the allocation numbers go down.
The commercial fishermen want something that, frankly, is impossible, which is they want their quota protected at all costs. And unless population significantly declines in the United States and the rest of the world, which doesn't seem likely, there is going to be an increasing demand for recreational fish. So this battle is not going away. The sad part is for Southeast Alaska, especially in this down economic time, this is adding insult to injury and, you know, over, as I said, a very small amount of fish.
Even as the one fish a day rule goes into effect, the battle isn't over. Judge Collier says the charter operators can go forward with a lawsuit challenging the rule based on its merits. Meanwhile, NOAA has issued a proposal for an overall limited access system. The comment period on that closes Friday. NOAA's John Kurland hopes it works out some of the conflict between the charter operators and the commercial fishermen.
What we're really trying to do is move towards a long-term solution, which is a limited access system with catch shares between the charter halibut fishery and the commercial halibut fishery, so that overall everyone participating in those fisheries can work together to keep the overall catch within sustainable levels and help conserve the stock.
Judge Collier noted that moving forward on an overall limited access system may change the battle over halibut, and she gave the plaintiffs the option of waiting to return to court until that's hammered out. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.